online at kboo.fm. And one thing we can give you as a gift, if you call now, we have this beautiful Keep Portland Radical t-shirt, and that's for a contribution of $75 a year. That works out to $6.25 a month to become a sustaining member, and we really love our sustaining members. It helps us plan our budget each year and bring you programming like Pears and earlier Teresa's Press Watch. Again, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. There's the drawing if you become a member. We can get you a gift like that Keep Portland Weird t-shirt. But more importantly, you'll be doing your good deed for the day, keeping Portland's KBOO on the air, hopefully for another 50 years. Back in 1968, it's just amazing to me. We had an exhibit at the Oregon Historical Society. That ended. It started earlier in the year, and I think it ended in June or July. But you could always come down to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. And that's just a little half block south of Burnside. Come visit us, see where your money is going. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of History and Strategy of German Anti-Fascism on Saturday, September 8th, 7 p.m. at Cider Riot in Portland. Organized anti-fascist resistance is necessary. It's useful to take a look at different experiences built from movements in other countries. The speakers will present the major strategies, struggles, and theories of the German anti-fascist movement from 1932 to the present. Again, that's History and Strategy of German Anti-Fascism on Saturday, September 8th, 7 p.m. at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
This is Cesar Chavez. You're listening to KBOO, listener-sponsored radio.
Good morning, Cascadia, and good morning, Membership Room, Membership Drive, and members, of course, as well as all of you listeners out there with your finger trembling over that button to getting all set to become members right now, because that's really what we love. We love doing this. We love Membership Drive. It puts us in closer contact with our members and our listeners than anything else that we do in many respects. That said, today is Thursday, September 6th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity, and Membership at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. Weather today and through the weekend, sunny with a high around 84, and overnight partly overcast, lows around 57, and Friday, chance of rain in the afternoon, and a high around 78 for Friday night. That hovering chance of rain is still hovering around, and a low around 59. Saturday, again, drizzly, highs around 74, overnight lows 56. And on Sunday, the same patterns persisting, same temperature, 76 for the day, and a 56 overnight, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. And wow, well, let's see what that's going to bring. For one thing, as we all know, things happen on Friday that can't possibly happen on any other day because of the buffer that the weekend offers. This has been a pitched battle, these confirmation hearings, and somewhat existential because of the fact that it's such an unlikely possibility of disrupting and completely derailing the Kavanaugh appointment. It would be take a real Hail Mary to get there, and there really isn't anything in sight. So we're going to. So in that context, we are going to talk about what actually can be done. Move to amend does indeed offer some strong actions for people to involve themselves with. And to speaking of this, we have our guest today is Greg Coleridge, and he's the outreach director. He's been on our show before, and we're delighted to welcome Greg back to KBOO and to Air Cascadia. Talking again, corporate personhood should be the litmus test for Supreme Court justice confirmation. That is really it. That is the key. And of course, everything that has been talked about thus far comes down to corporate personhood. That is exactly what we're talking about, because it is exactly what Kavanaugh is all about. He is so beholden to so many special interests, corporate interests, through his connections in D.C. He owes so many favors, and corporations are going to be calling in those markers the moment this guy is confirmed, appointed, and tightly screwed into his seat for 40 years. Good morning, Greg. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for having me.
Why then? The Move to Amend is the group that is most directly and vigorously latched onto the jugular vein of corporate personhood. They were there right away, and have done a lot more forms of activism ever since. But mainly, this is about corporate personhood. And what does Kavanaugh represent with regard to corporate personhood?
Well, you're quite right. We have been for a long time concerned about corporate personhood, which is the shorthand description of more accurate corporate constitutional rights, never intended. And Brett Kavanaugh describes himself as sort of a constitutional originalist, that meaning he sort of read it and interpret it as the actual written words are in the Constitution. You don't play games with them. You are, as he says, should be an umpire and not a player. We are, though, quite concerned that he, like many of his ilk currently on the court and who have preceded him by more than a century, are much more creators or inventors of the law than they are followers, because, you know, you look in the Constitution, no mention, not a word, not a syllable of corporations having inalienable constitutional rights that were meant solely in the Bill of Rights, 14th Amendment, and elsewhere for human beings. Yet he and his ilk, again, currently on the court, as well as those who have preceded him by more than a century, have concocted these never-intended constitutional rights. And we are quite concerned, based on his history of overruling federal regulations more than 70 times, on a variety of issues, including wanting to get rid of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which, you know, was created to protect homeowners. Quite concerned, based on that kind of history, based on his decisions about dark money, that he will be supportive, as many others like him on the court are, to affirm, expand, and protect these rights that were not intended for human beings, but for corporations, artificial state creations intended to be subordinate to we the people, that by doing so will harm, continue to harm, as they have for more than a century, citizens, consumers, workers, and the environment.
Greg, one thing that it really does trouble me is that the courts already, the Supreme Court's already made a number of decisions which do limit the voice that unions have, for example, and that the citizenry in general have. There are fewer and fewer ways for for people to address concerns regarding the decisions made by the Supreme Court. What is left to us? What would you say would be our strong suit against the misuse of the Constitution and decisions that are made by the Supreme Court on behalf of corporate interests?
Well, we have to be truth tellers. We have to be actively engaged. We need to be on this issue anyway in the short term while these confirmation hearings are underway. Do all that we can ourselves, as well as to let our friends and others know that this is extremely important, maybe unlike any other issue, at least in the short term. And so toward that end, reach out to both of your senators, wherever they are, whoever they may be. And, you know, you can go to our website, MoveToMend.org. We've developed an open letter that was sent to all U.S. senators providing four main reasons to oppose the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. We developed a questionnaire that we have sent that you can resend. You can download and send yourself to your senators, whoever they may be, asking them to ask Brett Kavanaugh to respond. And these questionnaires are all about his views on never intended inalienable corporate constitutional rights. Again, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, 14th Amendment, other provisions of the Constitution were meant exclusively solely for human beings. If he is a constitutional originalist, then he should, by definition, by his own admission, oppose corporate constitutional rights. So it's very important, imperative, that we know where our nominees stand on this matter. We believe that this issue, this theme of corporate constitutional rights, should be a litmus test. Other groups have their own litmus tests. Some of them are very legitimate. We believe, given the increasing number of cases that are going to be coming before the court related to corporate matters, that this constitutes a litmus test. And therefore, the time has arrived when a Democratic litmus test should be given not just to Brett Kavanaugh, but to all Supreme Court justice nominees who will come after him, as well as him, on their views on this issue. So that's something that every listener can do today, tomorrow, the day after.
What about, what are the questions? We've got just a mere seconds left. This 1978 First National Bank versus Bellotti ruling, that was, of course, as I believe, the first Supreme Court case. We're over time. We're in a membership drive, so we're all about money, and it's hard to stop talking. I've got a lot more questions, and I'd like to share your answers and your views with listeners. Go to the MTA website, Move to Amend, and you can find out a lot more of what the four questions are, who you should ask and how you should ask it, and add your comments.
Yeah, MoveToAmend.org.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Greg Coleridge, Outreach Director at Move to Amend. This is Chris Andre, Derek Crooks is their engineer today. Derek is, of course, also the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. In the membership room, we have friends, members, and collaborators.
Thanks, Chris.
This is collusion. This is collusion.
We're colluding together to create democracy on the airwaves.
Yes,
Eric Cascadia, as you listen to, consistently bringing you these hard-hitting interviews, looking deeply into issues of what we were just talking about, corporate power, economic disparity, corporate constitutional rights is a litmus test for democracy. Well, right now is a desperate time for democracy, and the need for community media has never been more important. And right now is your opportunity to be a part of community media. Here in the Portland area, KBOO is your community radio station, and this is the first day of our fall membership drive. We're trying to raise $93,000, and we're asking you to contribute a little bit to that, maybe $5 a month or $10 a month. And for that, we give you a thank you gift. The number to call to make that commitment to your community radio, to democracy on the airwaves, is 877-500-5266. If you need to remember that number and maybe pull over, get somewhere safe, 877-500-KBOO. There's never been a more important time to support this program and this station.
Oh, Cenk, especially with all the news this morning coming out of the Kavanaugh hearings in Washington, D.C., it makes you realize how important independent media is. Even the op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, a lot of papers probably wouldn't have printed that or TV stations covered that, but the New York Times brought you some very important information. I know it's controversial because it's coming from some kind of mole within the White House administration.
Well, still, and Greenwald has his own take on what that means for an unelected coup. Eric Cascadia, if you listen on a daily basis, you know that Chris brings some really incisive commentary, fighting back against the misuse of the Constitution that's going on right now as we speak. We have to be truth tellers, as you just heard on her show. We have to be actively engaged. We're urging you to right now be actively engaged in your community radio station. It's very, very easy to do. All it takes is a $5 or $10 a month contribution from you at 877-500-5266. And we have a matching pledge right now. If you are able to give up to $250, it will be matched by Air Cascadia. The number to call to get your money to KBOO doubled is 877-500-5266. Be a truth teller and be a supporter of democracy on the airwaves. Small d democracy here at KBOO. Community effort here. 877-500-KBOO.
And as Cenk mentioned, not only will your pledge be doubled up to $250 by the very generous folks at the Air Cascadia crew, but you'll also be, if you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize, and we have this drawing every day. Call us at 877-500-5266 for your chance to win a pair of passes to Portland's Hollywood Theater, any show, and a $50 gift certificate to the Tin Shed Cafe. To get all the rules and details and regulations, you can go online at kboo.fm or just give us a call now. It's our 50th anniversary, 50 years of KBOO community radio. It just amazes me, from 1968 to the present, and hopefully for another 50 years. Do at least 80% to members like you. That's where the money comes from. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
And now to Flashpoints.